In the ongoing effort to curb overdose deaths from opioids like heroin, police across Alaska are being trained to use a new tool, naloxone, a medication that rapidly reverses the effects of an opioid overdose, has long been used by emergency medics, but now it's being deployed to police departments and nonprofits at the front line of the state's opioid crisis. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, even with millions of new federal dollars being spent, the demand is outpacing the supply.
A room full of police listen as Lieutenant Steve Adams shows them how to use Narcan, a brand of naloxone that comes in a small bottle you could fit inside of a purse or a jacket pocket. Adams shows how to properly use the nasal spray if somebody's overdosing.
So the signs of an overdose include their face is going to be clammy to the touch, the body's going to be limp, fingernails and lips turn blue.
Adams works on drug enforcement with the state troopers, but his audience today is from a patchwork of agencies. The training is part of a push to get more doses of naloxone to people who are often the first ones to find somebody overdosing.
So what do? Turn them on their back, tilt their head back, support the neck with the hand, insert the tip into their nostril. Doesn't matter, left or right, it's going to get there. Press it, make sure it's all out, and call 911. And then roll them over into this rescue position.
Naloxone blocks opioid receptors in the brain and almost immediately counteracts an OD, although it may take several doses. There are almost no negative side effects, even if it's given to somebody by accident who isn't actually on opioids. The medication has been around since the 60s and widely used by medical professionals. But now, public health and addiction recovery advocates want to make it as common as defibrillators or EpiPens. That is, a simple medical intervention the public knows how to use. And Adams says state troopers are in a perfect position to help give the mandatory 15-minute trainings to dispense Narcan in communities across Alaska.
Our goal is to provide it to every Alaska state trooper and to provide it to every other agency, federal, state, and local, who would like to have it.
One of those agencies is the police and fire department at the Ted Stevens International Airport. Sergeant Daniel Juarez says at least once a month, officers will find somebody who's overdosed on a nearby roadway or in a terminal bathroom before a flight.
Well, a lot of times we're going to be there usually before paramedics. And, you know, the sooner that we can administer possibly a life-saving treatment, you know, we'd like to do that. And that's just another tool for us.
The governor's disaster declaration on the opioid crisis, along with a legislative bill last year, have increased access to the medication. Nonprofits like My House and Wasilla distribute Narcan kits. The Alaska AIDS Assistance Association, which runs the state's largest needle exchange, has given out hundreds of them and routinely requests more. Even nurses and security guards from the Anchorage School District were recently trained. Narcan isn't cheap. Over the counter at a pharmacy, it costs about $150 for a two-dose pack. But the state buys that same amount for half the price, using federal money from the Department of Health and Human Services through a $4.2 million grant. The kits are given out to individuals for free. Andy Jones helps administer the grant. He says the state originally aimed to distribute 5,000 Narcan kits this year.
Since February 15th, we have distributed 6,300 kits, and the pace continues to get faster and faster because more and more overdose response programs and communities are coming online.
Gathering the data is difficult. Jones says so far they've counted at least 39 saves, but those figures depend on medics, police, or volunteers submitting a form that says they used Narcan. Jones admits there are likely a lot of people administering the medication and not generating a record. In 2016, an estimated 88 Alaskans died from an opioid overdose. In the state's largest city, paramedics with the Anchorage Fire Department remain one of the main bulwarks against overdoses. According to figures from AFD, since the start of the year, they've used naloxone an average of 35 times a month, more than once a day. But they can't access the same federal grant as the state and use their budget to pay for the increasingly used medication. AFD Assistant Chief Eric Schuneman says last year the department spent just over $14,000 on naloxone. This year, they'd almost hit that amount by the end of the summer. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.